Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love getting your requests, and this one really caught my eye. Someone wrote in asking about spending quality time with loved ones, and well, it's something we all struggle with, right?
Definitely, especially in today's world.
Yeah, exactly. So we dug into this article that was attached to the request, and it's all about how we're constantly connected, but not always truly connecting. Like, ever feel like you're with people, but not really present?
It's almost like a paradox. You know, we have all these tools to stay in touch, but real connection, that deeper level, it feels harder than ever.
Yeah, I get that. The article actually calls it out too. Makes a big deal about how important that kind of quality time is. Not just for good relationships, but for like our mental and physical health.
That's right. There's a whole bunch of research showing that strong social connections are linked to, a longer lifespan, less stress, even just feeling happier overall.
Okay, so we know it's important. But then the article throws this curveball. It suggests thinking of family time as, get this, a hobby.
Hobby.
I know, right? Sounds kind of weird at first, but when you think about it.
There's something to it. Like, what are the core parts of a hobby? It's something you enjoy doing, usually involves some skills, and you do it regularly,
Right?
right?
And you get better at it over time.
Exactly. So apply that to family time. You have shared activities like game nights or movie marathons. You build traditions, celebrate holidays, share meals. It's all about those rituals that strengthen your
And
bonds.
creating memories, right? Like that tapestry of shared experiences. But the article doesn't just stop at saying, make it a hobby. It emphasizes being intentional about it, like actually scheduling that time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't just like hope to magically squeeze in a pottery class or a gym session. You put it on your calendar. Relationships deserve that same level of commitment.
Totally. And this is where the whole minimize distractions thing comes in. I'm as guilty as anyone of scrolling through my phone while like half listening to my partner talk.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall into that trap, but being truly present means putting the phone down, silencing notifications, really focusing on the person in front of you.
It's like we were saying earlier about really connecting. Makes me think of we do a Sunday brunch thing with my family. No phones allowed, just good food and conversation. It's become a sacred ritual for us.
That's amazing. It's about carving out that space for genuine interaction.
Which brings us to another big point the article makes, dot communication. Like, how do we make sure we're really communicating, not just talking at each other?
Well, they talked a lot about active listening, which, you know, it sounds simple, but it's more than just hearing words. It's making eye contact, paying attention to body language, really trying to understand what the other person is feeling.
And responding to those feelings, not just the word.
Exactly. And also expressing appreciation. Little things like thanking someone for doing the dishes or telling your kid you're proud of them. Those small acknowledgments go a long way.
Because it makes people feel seen,
Yeah.
right? Like you're really paying attention to them.
Absolutely. And that feeling of being seen, heard, understood, that's at the heart of true connection.
And maybe that's the key takeaway here. It's not just about following a bunch of tips, it's about fostering that deeper connection.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you know, the article actually ends on a really powerful note. They talk about the importance of simply saying, "I enjoy spending time with you."
Wow, yeah. It seems so simple, but it's like a direct affirmation of that connection.
Exactly. Sometimes the most powerful things are the simplest.
Makes you think, huh? We spend so much time overcomplicating things. Maybe quality time isn't about grand gestures. It's about those small, intentional acts of connection. So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a question for you to ponder. What's one small change you could make this week to create more of those meaningful moments with the people who matter most? Maybe it's a tech-free dinner, a heartfelt conversation, or simply saying, I enjoy spending time with you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's always a pleasure exploring these topics with you.